Well, good Sunday morning to you. Welcome to another News and Focus podcast. What's our topic this morning on a Sunday morning in Fayetteville, North Carolina on February 23rd, the year is 2014. The time is 8 a.m., just 30 minutes before our 8:30 worship service. Should churches be about the numbers? Should churches be about the numbers? This is written by Jamie H. Wilson, and perhaps this is a little blog that she has. It's found on the item.com news. Should churches be about the numbers? There's no question that Jamie H. Wilson loves the Lord Jesus Christ. She does. I'm sure she is a sister in Christ. And in this article, she makes some great points. Let's see what she has to say. It's a type of friendly fire often lobbed from one congregation at another with this statement, and I quote, "That church is all about the numbers," end quote. It's meant to insult a church that enjoys a healthy attendance or a congregation that has seen a recent influx in its membership rolls. For those of us involved in churches with stagnant membership rolls or declining numbers, it's easy to look across town at a thriving congregation and question its recent popularity. From there, it's just a quick hop into jealousy, an emotion that drives us to hurl accusations at our brothers and sisters in the faith. In so doing, we try to shake off the guilt we are feeling when our own congregation isn't growing. The main accusation is that church in question utilizes nefarious method to attract others into its congregation. The excuses range from the misuse of theology, pandering to the wants of a particular demographic. It's the church du jour, we say. Just wait until all the excitement dies down. We hunker down in our dwindling churches, not wanting to be, quote, be about the numbers, but not motivated enough to act on the fact that God wants both quality and quantity in our churches. All right. What do we think about this? I don't think there is any question, she writes, churches should be about the numbers, but only in the way that stretches reaching as many as we can as quickly as possible. That's interesting. Reaching as many as we can as quickly as possible. What should the church really be about? What is the purpose of the church? What's the ultimate purpose of the church? Well, I think we can say that since God's glory is His ultimate purpose for Himself, the church should be about glorifying God in fulfilling the Great Commission. So being about reaching as many as possible as quickly as possible is not really what we should stress. We can reach as many as possible. We can do things that will attract them. We can make adjustments to the point where we can draw a crowd. I heard John MacArthur say that if we set up a boxing ring in the middle of the congregation, we can draw a crowd. I mean, there must be limits to what we're willing to do in order to draw a crowd, and therein lies the issue. Do you know that half the churches in America, half, have a congregation less than 50 people? Half. Do you know that if you have a congregation of about 800 people, you're in the top 4%? If you have a congregation that's exceeding 1,000, you're in the top 1% of church attendance. So let's recognize that the majority of churches in America are struggling at attendance. Almost every statistic, she writes, on church attendance and membership details, the populace of churchgoers is in decline. Recent generations are no longer bound by a sense of responsibility to be part of a body of believers. No, that's not the issue. While that may be a true statement, the issue is people are not converted. That's the issue. The issue is less and less Americans are converted. That's the fact. less and less. Less and less people are converted. We have a population of unbelievers, unregenerate people, regardless of the degree to which they profess Christ. They're not saved. What boldness you speak with. Of course. Look at Matthew 7. Look at the text. Many in that day shall say unto me, many, not few, many. The issue in America is that churches are not preaching the gospel. And I'm talking about dwindling churches. I'm talking about dead churches. I'm talking about churches with topical messages as feel-good series. It's interesting. This article intersects with several articles that I've been reading this week. One was sent to me about Ann Lee Stanley. And in essence, it's Stanley's refusal to proclaim the gospel as his primary message. We're going to do a podcast on that. Another one that we just recently did dealt with Elevation Church in Charlotte, who is all about the numbers, and numbers of spontaneous baptisms in the hundreds, in which these people are nothing but a number written on a tape on the sleeve as they're ushered through a baptismal pool in 30 or less seconds. Now, so they're about the numbers, but I don't think there's anything God glorifying there. You say, so Pastor, should we forget about numbers? No. No, numbers represent people. So there must be a balance. There must be a balance. Should we know how many visitors we had? Yes. Should we know how many are in Sunday school? Yes. Should we know how many come back for the PM service? Yes. Those are all measurements of the effectiveness of your evangelism, your outreach, your discipleship. But once you make numbers your primary goal, once you make numbers your primary goal, you're on the slope. You're on the slope. You're on that slippery slope. Numbers are a great way to gauge the spiritual health of your congregation. How many visitors have come to your church in the last month? It's a good indication of your church's desire to reach more with the message of faith. How many professions of faith have been made? You'll see how effective your church is in communicating the urgency of belief. How many participate in your adult, youth, and children's ministry? You may be missing the mark in that ministry. She brings into this paragraph valid points, but if your theology is one of God regenerates the soul, then you cannot manipulate conversions, regardless of the degree of urgency you declare the message. She says, I believe in introverted churches are the main reason numbers are declining across the nation, and I think she has a solid, valid, legitimate point there. There is an introversion. I see it in my own church. We do things in a conscious effort to cross lines of normal communication to get people interacting with each other. One of the single greatest contributors to the introversion in churches is the smartphone. Walk into a church of any size and see how many people are staring down at their own phone. They're communicating with people outside of the church. Instead of talking to people in the church, they're talking to people outside the church. We've got to change that. Put your phone away. Put it in your purse. Put it in your pocket and talk to your neighbor. We have forgotten the call to go and tell others. The main reason our church isn't to maintain our current population, but to reach others and bring them into the body of Christ. And of course, she's right. As faith community, we need to be more concerned about the numbers, not as a means to pad our church roles, but as a way to reach people. In a spirit of uncompromising truth, we can turn our focus to unchurched population around us. We can pay forward the love that the Almighty has shown us. Then we can watch our church attendance grow, not in quantity, but not only in quantity, but also in rich, lasting relationships. And sometimes she's right. All right, let's conclude. Still don't see numbers. Still don't see how numbers are important. Here is a quick equation you can do with your small group or congregation. Imagine if 50 people in your congregation are committed to telling one person about his or her faith each day in the month of March. By the end of the month, 1,550 people would have heard the message of faith. Let's just say 25% are personally changed by that message, which would just be incredible. 25% would be incredible. In just a month, 387 people would have understood some element of their need for faith in a community desperate for that message. We can't afford to look past those numbers. I have one final thought here, and I'm not sure I understand the absence here, but I want to talk about it. I want to bring to your attention. The single overarching word in the article was faith. The word God is mentioned once. The word church is mentioned once. The word Christ is utterly absent from the article. And the word gospel is completely missing. I think that is indicative of a perspective, and I'll let you think about that. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.